Pope Benedict XVI today stressed the importance of prayer and faith during his catechesis at his weekly general audience. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Pope Benedict arrived into an autumnal but sunny St. Peter's Square on Wednesday to be greeted by thousands of pilgrims and tourists. As has become customary at his weekly general audience, the Holy Father focused his catechesis on Wednesday on great women of the early church, recalling the figure of St. Gertrude the Great.
St. Gertrude is the only woman in Germany destined to be called great, an honor due to her exceptional natural and supernatural gifts. As a youth, Gertrude was intelligent, strong, and decisive, but also impulsive. With humility, she asked others for advice and prayer. Eventually, she experienced a deep conversion. In her studies, she passed from worldly pursuits to sacred sciences. And in her monastic observance, she moved from concern with external things to a life of intense prayer.
The Pope then went on to talk about this saint's written works, which drew on spiritual themes.
In her writings, she sought to explain the truths of the faith with clarity and simplicity, while not failing to develop spiritual themes associated with divine love. In her religious practice, she pursued prayer with devotion and faithful abandonment to God. Dear friends, may we learn from St. Gertrude the Great how to love Christ and his church with humility and faith, and to cultivate our personal prayer through an intense participation in the Holy Mass and the Sacred Liturgy.
Towards the end of his audience, the Holy Father welcomed all the English visitors and pilgrims, and he especially extended his greetings to the candidates for diaconate ordination from the Pontifical North American College. One of those candidates listening to the Pope's words was seminarian Jim Barron from Colorado Springs in the U.S.
It's a tremendous opportunity to be with the Holy Father today, especially with all of my parents, friends and family, with my bishop, as a real sign of the importance of the family in the church and how we all turn to our Holy Father and with him in prayer for vocations and for future ministry to families and to all of our friends in the church and even outside the church.
The Pope also had greetings for the new students and staff at the Pontifical Beda College and to pilgrims from Dublin in Ireland. I'm Lydia O'Kane.